Okay, it's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting? Thank you, Commissioner Bedell. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Maupin.
Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll have a moment of silence. Is there any comments or questions from the member of the audience?
Yes, I do have.
Okay.
Two things. One.
Can you speak up?
Oh. Could you get a new flag down the flag that is zero faded? Okay.
I've got one.
Okay, good. And second of all, I was thinking that front entrance, why don't maybe just plant some of beautiful grasses, because they don't require care. They look gorgeous. Something that those dead bushes have to come out.
All right. Well, we can definitely take care of the flag right away. Okay. Probably. Dennis and I'll probably do it sometime by Friday. So. By the way, why is it half mast?
Because
yeah, but that was only supposed to be till the weekend. What was it before?
It was, I forgot what it was. That was another incident. Probably that school shooting or something.
Oh, okay.
It was the school shooting, wasn't it?
Yeah, that.
All right.
Right after that, Charlie got shot.
All right, we'll take care of it.
Put it back up. All right.
All right. Now, next is the August 19th, 2025 city meeting minutes. They were distributed and they've been posted on the website. Is one approved? Did anybody have any additional corrections or anything that need to be on it? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. I hear a second. Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Next is the city financial reports for August 2025. Did anybody see any issues or have any corrections to it? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the financial report for 2025 for August? Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Bedell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. We're finishing up the... The expense sheet. Okay. And the legal and the contracts. Update on the tree limb.
Mulberry trees are cutting through.
I know you're glad to have that over with.
It was just too so crazy. And it rained the day they were going to come, and they canceled and then rescheduled, and all of them. But
okay. So everything's good with that. Dennis and I went and looked at it last Friday after the mail went. Looks darn good. Okay, before we discuss this matter, closed session is in order. I, Robert A. Stoneham, motion for the City Commission to go into closed session under KRS 61.810, parentheses 1, parentheses C, to deliberate possible litigation confidentiality. Would any member of the City Commission like to second my motion to go into closed session?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We'll move into this now. Looking for a motion to reconvene.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Deville. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. So, I'll make a motion that myself and possibly Mr. DeWeese will set up an appointment with the Louisville Chief of Police and possibly have Commissioner Metcalf with us. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, moving right along. Old business.
I have some. As you all know, I'm in the process of applying for road funds to help us with Rehaven Lindenburg, and I've gotten all the pictures. I've gotten the bids for what it would cost. So what I have to do now is go ahead and we could have submitted another bid for another street or any number of streets as long as we kept it below 500,000. But I have to have this in by October the 1st. So I've got everything on a file. I just have to key in the. So that's where we are on that. And I know it might be early to start thinking, to let you all, but I sent you all the files. And so that's not the time to be talking about it under old business, but that's where we stand on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on old business? Beat the bike. Did anybody happen to go out and peruse the city on Saturday?
I saw
they went by the house.
Yeah.
Was there a good turnout?
They went out, they came back through after they made their circle.
Yeah, they had two different mileages that went through our city. One was 35, and I think one was 65 or something. Well, one thing that they didn't stop for stop signs. The one stop sign, it's at Halifax and Lindenburg. They weren't stopping there, and there was no safety patrol there, so I just wanted to let somebody know about that. But other than that, they seem to have been having fun. Because, they were getting on, and, there'd be a straggler behind them. They had team shirts on, it looked like. And, it was quite a sight. So, yeah, I don't know what time they started, but I was out about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I've seen groups going or coming back. They were coming back. So, all right. Welcome, ambassadors. Nothing. Emergency communications.
Channel 8.
Anything else on old business? All right, if not, is there anything new business any commissioner wants to bring up?
Oh, I do. I had a resident, Miss Jill Spohr, email me about yard waste pickup. And she has asked if we extend it or have an additional day or one day, maybe once a month until December. She did have some good points about leaves falling. some trees don't lose their leaves until late November and December, depending on the weather. And then, you know, fallen limbs, branches, maybe from thunderstorms. And then she says she does a lot of pruning with her bushes. So I told her that I would bring this up at the meeting. So, and I talked to Connor, and because I had another complaint, and asked, could we, you know, amend the contract or add something in? And he said that we could look at it if the council decided to add a day or month until December. That's new business.
Any more discussion on it?
When does it stop? I don't remember.
Stops November 15th. Or the week.
Yep.
You know, the odd week for the lawn care.
Do they have a special day in there? Just remind me, because I don't remember right now. Did we have a special day in there that they were going to pick up Christmas trees? Christmas trees.
That would be great for the yard waste day.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, put your yard waste out when you sit out your Christmas tree.
They did say that they would pick up Christmas trees. Of course, I don't see that many that get out there, and the people that are buying are been buying the ones that they can replant in their yard. So, again, this is something you can bring up and talk about. The problem I have with it is, and this is my opinion, because I actually last June of 24, did a house count on yard waste. And when we have 574 houses and 50 people is all that's putting yard waste out, and you're paying almost as much as what recycling costs per month, I think we're not, it's not a good use of the funds.
For yard waste? Well, if we're going to use
first off, people can.
The last day.
November 15th. Whatever.
For yard waste? No, is that when the contract, is that what the contract says, November 15th?
I don't know. I don't know off my head what the contract says. I just know that's what was in the bid specs.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is people ought to be mulching their leaves. They should not be putting them into friggin' bags and putting them into yard waste.
Not everyone has a mulcher.
Well,
you ever run it with the mower?
I
don't have a mulcher. I just run them over with the lawnmower.
But you can't tell people how to get rid of their leaves. They use those brown paper bags, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And fill those up. And does that become yard waste or does it become garbage?
Yard waste, I would think, if it's in the brown bag, yeah.
Okay. So then they can still get that picked up.
Until November, I think.
Till November 15th?
Yeah. So we can't extend one more pickup into December.
I didn't say that.
Expensive.
I mean, check with Ecotec and see if they're fine with it. Like I said, the problem that I have is the amount of cost it is, because we don't have that many people putting yard waste out.
Well, we could do it like up to the end of November. Maybe.
Yeah, November.
And then at the Christmas tree pickup, if
anybody's got yard waste, they could put it out then and they could pick it up. Ask him about maybe November
30th. And then confirm about Christmas tree pickup.
Okay.
Okay, I have some new business.
Okay, go ahead.
What I'm going to do when I send in my, is I'm going to send in the highest amount from the bids that we got. And then that way,
it'll cover
it.
Right.
That's okay.
I got a question.
Huh?
When you asked them to bid, did they bid on 12-foot speed bumps and not 5-foot speed bumps?
Yes, they were going to replace them like they were, the ones that we had, which is, they're 8 feet, aren't they?
5.
Oh, the ones we have are 5?
5 or 6.
Well, I didn't, they would replace. No, I didn't do that. I didn't know we wanted something different than what we had.
Oh yeah, we need to get them upgraded.
Well, see, that would have probably been something I should have known going into this, but I didn't. So I should have enough time to get them to update it. Yeah.
Yeah, please do. Tell them that. Yeah, we need to take them up to at least 12 foot.
12 foot?
Yeah, 12 foot.
Okay.
12-foot wide.
Right.
Because that's a standard. That's a minimum standard now. They're 12 and 14.
Well, I thought we had standard on there.
No, we have standard on Middlesex and Bay Run.
But not, okay.
Those yellows are the old ones.
And some of these also, the bids, one of the bids that we got, they don't do the thermoplastic striping, and they would have had to contract that out. So I said, give me a price on both of them from everybody, and I did, got that. The only other new business I have to bring up, and it's, we are going into October, and I have started getting bids for snow removal this winter. I hope to goodness that Mason can be back in business and doing all that, but when I sent an email, I got just a generic reply. We'll do it the same for the same amount we did it before. I don't know if that's, I don't even know if he's out of the hospital.
No, he's not.
He's not. So I don't want us to come up short with not having snow removal. Mm-hmm. Especially after what happened last year, you know.
Who replied back?
Well, so far I've gotten. I'm waiting on one from Miller. I've got one from.
No, I'm talking about from Mobetter.
I don't know. See, that's just it. It was just like an email that had his name at the bottom. So I don't know who replied.
Okay.
And then what was the other thing? I got Mullins, Miner and Company, and Mobetter, and Drury, and I've got one from Mobetter, but like I said, they said we'll just do what we did last year. But also something that I've been thinking at and looking at. And I don't know the logistics of doing this, and it's just an idea. But I'm wondering if on some of these cul-de-sacs where they're so tight, the turnover radius is so tight, if we couldn't move that snow somewhere else. I mean, scrape it, push it out somewhere else.
All the cul-de-sacs are designed to have it pushed into... There's usually... When you come around a cul-de-sac, if you look on, like, Pulaski, where I'm at, all right, when they come around, there is the driveways on the right side of this house,
yeah,
and the driveways on the left side of the next house. And that's where they're supposed to be pushing that snow.
That's what I thought, but they didn't do it last year, you know, where they pushed it right in front of everybody's driveway and mailboxes. But then I looked at, like, Northumberland. We've got Chesterfield. And we got Bass, and we got down by the flagpole. We got big open areas. Lunenburg. We've got big places where you go back to the green space. You get somebody plowing from both directions and push it up into there. Then you don't have it out in blocking somebody's driveway or their mailbox.
You're always going to have the complaints about the driveway because when they go by,
understand.
They plow that, but they're not plowing the big stuff in the front of the driveways.
So what I'm saying, according to what the weather reports are looking like, we're going to have a lot of snow this winter. I mean, a lot of snow. And if we get 12 inches here and a couple of days later we have 8 more inches, we got a foot or more of snow on the roadway, we're going to have to find somewhere to put it.
Right.
You know, so I've just been kind of looking at different places. But like I said, I mean, I think that's why I just went ahead and started getting, you know, bids, because
right.
I don't want to leave us without
right.
snow removal. So if I jumped the gun, I'm sorry.
No, you didn't jump the gun. It should have been, it needs to be started in September, at least. We've started as early as July, but.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I know we did. We have.
Yeah.
Well, his wife's services are Saturday at Westport.
I still haven't seen it in the paper.
I've been looking for it in the paper.
He posted something. I've got mutual friends of his on Facebook. And he posted something on Facebook, and it's this Saturday the 20th at Artel Hetty at Westport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of the times. But it had a Dignity emblem on it, so
yeah.
I don't think that it should be out now.
It's a sad thing.
So how is he doing, or what kind of issues does he have?
I think he had blunt force trauma to his head as well.
Oh.
But definitely blunt force trauma to his body. I went by the accident not knowing it was them.
Yeah.
After I got off the Meyer, and truck that pulled in front of them was an old F-150 with the old topper, and even the topper was dented in, so they must have hit the truck. And the guy parked the truck, and the driver's door was wide open. He ran, and they haven't caught him since.
All right.
So, yeah, very tragic. It's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, on the paving, the last ones that was done for Ludenberg was done by Flynn. So.
Well, Flynn's on there.
Yeah, right. Okay, anything else for new business? If not, Commissioner's report, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton. Go ahead.
September 2025, Utility Commission report. 9-1 email from Jill Spore asking if rates pick up to be extended December 2025. I emailed her back stating I would discuss it with the city councilor and commission and email her with our response. So I'm gonna ask if they'll extend it till November 30th or do another pickup November 30th.
Ask them what we can do.
Maybe do one at the end of the year. That would take care of Christmas trees and everything.
Right.
People have gathered since then.
Okay. 9-1, I drove the city first street light check. 9-2, call from Samantha. I couldn't really make out her last name on Lunenburg Drive, saying that they've had issues with the trash pickup. I returned her call, and she stated that her recycle can wasn't emptied completely. She said they had a box inside of it that had blocked the bottom part of the recycle. She adjusted the recycling and stopped the truck to empty it again. She said the driver told her to place the bin at a neighbor's. She was very upset and wanted this to be reported. So 9-5, I called Connor with EcoTech and reported Samantha's complaint. He was apologetic and said that nothing was reported back to him from the driver. But he would speak to the route manager and driver again about shaking recycle bins to empty. So, that was that. And then 9-13 voicemail from Dwayne at Progress Residential to confirm if trash pickup was billed through property owner or city. I called and left him a message, and there was no callback. 9-15, drove city for street light check. Light out at 4433 Bay Garden Court. 9/16, I reported the streetlight to LG&E, a worker put in, read September emails, attended city meeting, and will participate in the radio check. And I had an addendum conversation with Connor. I asked about extending yard waste pickup. He said something could be worked out.
Okay. Well, I've been driving out during the day, and on the entrance, on the far side, going out to the factory, that light's on constantly, so the photoelectric cell needs to be replaced at the entrance of Worthington Hills.
The entrance of Worthington Hills.
Yeah. When they drive up, they'll see it. But it's the one that's on the east side of the Worthington Hills Northumberland Drive.
Is there an address that I can give them?
Is it Westport Road in
Northumberland? It's Westport. Yeah, Westport Road in Northumberland.
About the business center. Do you know that address?
No.
12305.
Didn't go to sleep, fall out of the chair, did she?
No. She just went out the door.
I can't believe that they can't do it from the corner intersection of Westport Road and Northumberland.
You
said
you had orange
tape? They don't need orange tape. The light's on.
But I go out at night, so I don't.
Yeah. That's the reason why I'm bringing it up, because it's been on for a week. So, anyhow. That's it. Okay, who wants to be next?
Christina was going to be.
Okay, Commissioner Resendez, go ahead.
Okay, from August.
Speak up so they can hear you on the recording.
From August 20th to September 16th is the property commissioner report. On September 3rd, a homeowner emailed to ask about her duties for taking care of the trees between the property and the sidewalk. I confirmed that she is responsible for them. On September 5th, I received an invoice from Pearl Trees after they removed the mulberry trees. On September 9th, I received a complaint about unkept grass at a property. A co-valuation was already filed. And September 11th, I received the invoice from Harold for the work for August. And I drove around the city to check on islands and landscaping. And I also wanted to add, if it's okay for me to look into that, like Ms. Carroll said about the plan, if I could look into that, see. I don't know, Harold.
You can look at anything you want to. You're trying to
be sure. But is he the one that usually takes care of that? I mean, for the past years, who will be taking care of that?
Once I get planted, he takes care of it. The property maintenance contractor takes care of it. Until we have any plants, then.
So I can look for a company that does that landscaping and stuff.
Okay. So I would do that.
Oh, also, I forgot that the poultry contractor was going to come and pick up the check. But I guess I can meet him tomorrow morning because he was really busy today.
So you're going to come to your house and pick the check up?
I'm just going to meet him really quick, like maybe about like a coffee cup or something, just give him his check tomorrow morning. Can I do that?
Do you want the check?
Yes, for tomorrow morning.
Did you give her a check? Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner.
If you want some of that tall ornamental grass, you can come do some up at my house in the dark. Mm-hmm. We have plenty.
But would that block people's...
If you put it too close to the end, yeah, it would for sure.
Don't go too close to the road.
Does it get really high?
Yeah.
Well, they can, but they have so many different varieties.
They do. They have smaller...
Commissioner Beville, you want to do yours?
Yes, this is my report for 8/20 through 9/4. I didn't list dates by dates because I just got sidetracked and don't remember. I contacted Louisville Paving, All Terrain, and Flynn Brothers and requested a bid on repaving 4502 through 4800 Lindenburg Drive, including replacing the four existing speed bumps. I followed up to answer their questions in regard to replacing the house numbers, which were on the pavement. And I told them that we did not need those replaced. That'd be a good project for the Girl Scouts.
I reviewed the paving bids as they have been received. I took photographs of Lunenburg Drive in different locations to include in the Municipal Road Fund application. I emailed requests for snow removal for the upcoming winter seasons to Mobetter, Minering Company, Drury, and Mullins. Checked my emails and reviewed all reports for tonight's meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Commissioner Metcalf.
Safety Commissioner report from 9/16/2025. Drove the city at numerous times. Post office each Friday with Mayor Stolen. Mayor Stolen ran with the storage area to get CLWH yard sale signs. Answered one phone call of a new resident wanting to know if we were an HOA. Conducted radio checks after last city meeting using Channel 7. We'll conduct radio checks tonight using Channel 8. Lowered flag to half staff on two occasions.
Thank you, Commissioner McCat. Is there anything else we need to talk about before I ask for people to adjourn? All right, do I hear a motion for the meeting to be adjourned?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner McCat. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, y'all have a blessed evening. The time is 7:58.